to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It is Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
What's up? This is BAM here, and I'm in Dubai. And it is fucking 4 in the morning, but I didn't want to leave you guys hanging and give you another fucking rerun. So I stayed awake, and I have coffee and Bailey's showing up to my hotel room. 4 shots, actually. And it should be here any minute. But if you don't know where Dubai is, it's basically Saudi Arabia. And everybody thought I was nuts for taking for having my honeymoon out here. But it's not so bad after all, except for the airport, which I'll get to in a minute. But Missy's here. Say hello.
Hello.
Where are we?
Dubai.
Yeah, but where?
The one and only.
You like it here?
I love it.
We slept through the whole day, though. That sucks.
We didn't wake up till 5 o'clock at night.
Didn't we go to bed at 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
We went to bed at 3 in the morning, woke up at 5 at night, and basically the sun was going down, so we haven't seen the light of day in the past 2 days yet. And the funny part about it is, when we were coming out of the airplane, I happened to notice a friend of mine named Ricky Biedenball, who is with Ryan Scheckler and David Loy, professional skateboarders. They're here doing a skateboard article for Transworld, so, now I'm going to have to put a skateboard together for tomorrow and get some skate shit done. And I don't think Missy's too happy about that, are you?
Well, no, not really. I mean, I understand that you want to skate. I just don't want to spend the whole honeymoon alone here while you're skating or following you around.
Yeah, but you have all that spa shit to do.
I know.
What are you gonna get done at the spa?
I'm getting a forehand massage tomorrow, which is 4 hands at once.
Guys or girls?
Guys.
Is it?
No.
Better not be.
Girls.
Yeah, right.
And then we're getting that Haman thing done.
I'm getting that done tomorrow at 8. Which what does that mean?
You lay on this warm slab of marble in a room full of other people, and they wash you, and then they... wash you with this black clay soap or something, and
weren't
then
there's two gay guys ran and raved
oh,
about
it. They're like, you have to get the Royale. I'm like, I'll get what they got. And then they exfoliate you, and then they wrap you in this like mud or whatever, and then they put honey on your face.
That seems like it would cause zits.
That's what you're getting done tomorrow.
Honey on the face? That's like sugar. It seems like it would cause zits. Like if I rub Coca-Cola or pizza on my face, doesn't it seem like you'd get zits?
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see. I can't even go with you because it's gentlemen only for certain hours.
This is definitely the richest city I've ever seen, ever. Like, dude, Westchester, Pennsylvania has this like lousy courthouse getting built, which is 5 stories. Everybody in Pennsylvania is making such a big deal about it. You come to Dubai, they're building fucking 80-story buildings, but not one, like 12 of them all at once. There's cranes moving right now. They're working 24/7. I look out of my hotel room, and I see fucking, like, 5 cranes moving at 4 in the morning. Isn't that illegal?
I don't know. I guess not.
Like, union wouldn't let that happen. They would demand filet mignons, and they need a fucking 8-hour break.
They must have, like, different, like, shifts, because... I mean, even last night, it's every night, they just work all night. I don't know, they're getting shit done, though.
Well, I'm gonna get shit done, too, right now, by playing Mondo Dio from Sweden. This song's called Down in the Past, and I'm on my honeymoon in Dubai, because I couldn't let you fuckers down. So let's hear it, this is Radio BAM Series 28 Faction.
Well, I don't wanna hang around with you. right now.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
What's up? This is Bam Margera. That was Mondo Dio down in the pass from Sweden. And we are in Dubai right now, having our honeymoon, Missy and I. And that is United Arab Emirates, which is basically Saudi Arabia. So here I am in the Middle East, and it is kind of sketchy, actually, but it's not as bad as you'd think. I'm sure, like, Iran or something is much worse, but here in Dubai, the only thing sketchy so far was the fucking airport, where I got actually strip searched. Like, that never happened to me before, ever. I thought Canada was gnarly. I thought Mexico was gnarly. No. Dubai, they made me take my clothes off. They looked up my ass to find drugs.
Mine too.
They made Missy get naked. They spread her ass cheeks apart to see if there was any plastic bags hanging out of her ass.
The lady didn't even have gloves on. Like, she took me, first she went through every article of clothing in my bag, like shaking everything out, looking through every pocket,
like,
checking
like
the shoes.
Jeans and like little tiny pockets on like a fucking, what are those alligator shirts? Lacoste? Like a Lacoste shirt with a little, yeah, with like a little pocket. They're even checking those things for pills and whatnot. And then we had a prescription for Xanax on Missy's name, and then I had a prescription to Adderall on my name. They're inspecting these fucking pills like they're goddamn ecstasy.
They're like licking them, smelling them.
Yeah, and they took it to one guy who inspected them, and they let it go, and then he took them to another dude. I'm like, you already had a dude check them, man. What the fuck? Like, my name's on the prescription. What the hell? And, like, these three other dudes were inspecting them. Like, dude, they wanted us to go down hard.
I was so scared when the lady took me in that room. First they took you, and I was like,
Oh, Bailey's and Coffee's here.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't hear the door.
I did. Sorry, it's 4 in the morning over here, so I had to get some Bailey's and Coffee, so forgive me, please. Hang on. How you doing? I'm pretty good. It's pretty late, but we're doing a live radio show in America right now, so we need to get some coffee up on the scene.
Nice
episode. Oh, thanks. Cat from Miami Ink did them. Oh, which brings me to the wedding. I'm thrown off. Let me get a cup of coffee right now, and I'm going to play you guys some CKY, and it's a song called Don't Hold Your Breath. It's the last track on their new album. This is Radio Bam live from Dubai.
I made it this way. And I
nature of this program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
What the fuck is the big deal? We're live on air.
You're going to be shitbag wasted.
You cannot get shitbag wasted from four shots of Bailey's. I'm sorry.
You already have three martinis.
Not to mention, it's mixed with coffee.
You have three more.
Coffee wakes you up. Do I look like I'm slurring words? No, I don't think so. It's 4 a.m, and I'm in Dubai, which is basically Saudi Arabia. Missy's getting her fucking ass checked by dudes at the airport.
Tell them the whole story about how...
I don't know that story. You never told me. Oh. Here, get over here. We're on a speakerphone. Well, for fuck's sake.
So they take Bam into this room, and I'm like, excuse me, where's my husband going? And she barely answered me. I don't think she understood. They went through every article of clothing in my bag. Then they were like, she told me that I had to follow her. So they take me in this little tiny room. And she told me to take my clothes off, so I took my socks and my pants and my shirt off, and I'm standing there in my underwear, and she was just, like, looking at me and told me to continue. I'm like, my bra and my underwear, too? She said, yes. I took my panties and my bra off. She was, like, feeling around, like, in, like...
You're full-blown nude.
I'm completely naked. She's, like...
Like, are your clothes completely off your shoes, or are they down by your ankles?
No, my clothes are off of my body and on the table next to me. She's feeling around, like, the pads in my bra. She's shaking my panties out. I'm standing there completely ass naked. Then she tells me to turn around. At this point, like, I really felt like I was going to die. And she had no gloves on. And she just, like, squatted down and, like, just spread my butt a little bit. Didn't, like, go in or anything, but, like, spread my butt.
Maybe she's a lesbian who wanted to see some American ass cheeks.
But didn't they do that to you, too?
Yeah.
Well, how do you explain
that? My fucking dick was hanging out. This dude's looking at it. He's taking my audio shoes and taking the soles out of the shoes, looking inside of the shoes. Like, not only checking inside the shoe, like, he's taking my shoes apart.
Why, though?
Looking for pills or drugs or something.
Well, why us?
I guess because I have tattoos or something. I don't know.
But before they stripped you, they didn't even know you had tattoos.
Yeah, but I also have purple hair. I don't know. But he was asking me, if, you know how it says bookworm, but cat during the wedding? She gave me heartograms on all the O's.
Yeah.
He was staring at the heartograms, thinking it was some, like...
Pentagram?
Pentagram or Jewish symbol or something. He's like, what's that about? What's that right there? I'm just like, it says bookworm, dude. You know, like, well, what are those things? I'm like, it's just a heartogram of a band, you know, like...
I've never felt so discriminated against in my whole life, like... If this is how Americans treat Arabs who travel to our country, then, my God, I know how they feel, because they, like, I really thought that they were going to, like, throw us in jail for the littlest thing.
Me too. I was, dude, if we didn't meet those four friends that we met from California who were here to skate, like, if I wasn't like, yo, dude, you're getting in trouble too, like, now they knew that we were in a big group, even though we weren't. It was just me and Missy.
Mm.
But as far as they knew is that we were in a big group. So now they knew that they couldn't, like, officially fuck us. If it was just me and you, dude, they could have done anything that they wanted.
I know.
It was sketchy.
I just don't understand. Like, we're just, like, a nice young couple traveling together. Why, like, anally probe me? Like, I don't look suspicious.
How do you know, though?
Come on.
Hey, I know a lot of old ladies who fucking deal drugs. You want me to name the name?
Oh, yeah.
See? She's a nice lady.
Who?
You want me to say the name?
The one in Cheney?
Well, that too, but I'm talking about another. See? Dude, the people who you don't think, like the nicest ladies ever, I bet you they sell weed and whatnot. Bet you $100.
You're going to have to tell me you're talking about on the next song.
Cause fine.
I don't know. Anyway.
No. Hey, if you guys have a guy named Punjabi MC, try to download it so we can play it. It's like the Knight Rider song. They're playing it over here like crazy. You think you could download that in time?
Absolutely.
All right, well, let's give it a shot. Sirius Radio can download shit in time. This is Punjabi MC. This is the hit shit out here in Dubai. And it's the Knight Rider soundtrack. This is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction, live from the Middle East.
Oh, the Rock in the building. Khalid. Ramel. Terrell in the house.
Nimi hath gun veer pa ke rakh la palle vich mukhda luka ke rakh la.
Live from the United States, Brooklyn, New York, it's your boy. Yo.
Nimi hath gun veer pa ke rakh la.
The nephews is in the house.
Mukhda luka ke rakh la. Ave karina kise de naal pyar mundi hath.
As soon as the beat drop, we got the streets locked overseas. A Punjabi MC in the Rock. Came to see the mommies in a spot. On the count of three, drop your body like it's hot. One, young, two, you. One, two, three, young hoes up. Snake charmer, move your body like a snake mama. Make me wanna put the snake on ya. I'm on my eighth summer. Still hot, young's the eighth wonder. All I do is get bread, yeah, I take wonder. I take one of your chicks straight from under your armpit. The black Brad Pitt, I'm at till 6 in the a.m. All day I'm P-I-M-P. I am simply attached to the track like Simply. It's simply good. Young hope, infinitely hood.
In and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
My aunt does sell weed.
No, she does not.
Yes, she does.
Sam, I'll bet my fucking life that she doesn't.
Why do you think she doesn't sell weed?
Because I know for a fact.
Just
because
she's all nice and shit?
She does not sell weed.
She cleans houses and she sells weed. That's where she makes most of her money. That's how she pays for the house.
God, strike me dead now because she does not.
I will bet you $1 billion. You're gonna shake my hand. You don't even have a fucking $1 billion.
I'll take a picture of me shaking your hand.
All right, let's have a reasonable amount. I'll bet you $1,000 that my aunt sells weed to make extra money.
$1,000.
Yes.
Picture taken. She does not sell weed.
Yes, she does. I'll bring you to her house and you can see the weed that she sells.
She may smoke weed. She doesn't sell weed.
She barely smokes weed. She does it to sell it, and so does Day Day.
No, they don't.
Oh, my God. You are a fool. You are just like Phil. Phil is so gullible. Phil will be like, Yeah, my uncles don't do, or my brothers don't do anything. Phil, look at Slug from Garland, look at Kevin. They're both missing teeth from PCP. Wake up, you fucking Marcus Hook idiot.
I'm not in denial. I'm just saying that
Phil's
know.
Phil's in loser denial.
Well, why don't we talk about Matt? Matt, I'm not in denial about Matt. I know he smokes weed.
Yeah, Matt's on so much weed, shitbird, who lives at my house. He burnt a fucking altar down on my wedding, which was made out of vines on this. It took Seth and Selena 2 months to build this fucking altar. It looked amazing. They shipped it back to the house and wrapped it in saran wrap. Matt thought it was fucking trash. Shipper burnt down the fucking altar. How stupid can you be? I had to kick him out of the house after that one. Like, dude, not an apology letter, not even like a thousand I'm sorry's can't do it justice. Like, you burnt down the fucking altar. Like, that is so disrespectful.
It was a terrible accident, but it's...
Accident? Dude, that means go to rehab. Whether you're drinking or doing pot... Well, he should.
He is.
Well, he should. Like, dude, your sister with Down syndrome would even say, like, don't burn that. That's, like, a wedding thing. Like, even she
would...
Well,
my sister has more common sense than Matt does.
Well, that's saying a lot.
My sister's smart.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying.
Saying
I'm saying that
you're.
All I'm saying is that your sister with Down syndrome would choose not to burn down the fucking altar because she would. Because she would know that it wasn't trash.
Of course.
And Matt thought it was fucking trash. Therefore, a thousand apologies can't do it justice. He needs to fucking pack his shit and he needs to go over something stupid like that.
Yeah.
You don't do that. I feel disrespected. I feel it's like beyond rude. Even though he didn't mean to do it, he was just on autopilot, just throwing shit away. There was more junk in the yard than the... Like, why did he start off with the fucking altar made out of, like, beautiful vines?
And deer antlers.
And deer antlers.
And he was just at the wedding and watched us get married underneath of it. Like, I was gonna put it in our garden and, like, plant... Like pretty vines to grow off of it.
Not only that, he watched Seth and Selena make it for 2 fucking months.
I know.
2 months he watched an altar get built made out of vines in the backyard. He saw how hard Seth worked. Just for him for the, like, 3 days later to chuck it into a fucking fire? You gotta be kidding me.
Well, all I know is that he feels terrible about it. It's not saying it makes it any better for Seth or Selena or for us, but I know that he feels terrible about it. So I think it's good that we're here and we have some time away from them and we can all kind of calm down about
That's
it.
That's, like, unforgivable.
Mm-hmm.
That, dude, no one can be that stupid. No one.
Matt can.
Dude, I'm trying to think if, like, on one of my, like, blackout days when I drink too much tequila and shit and I don't remember doing stuff, like, when I piss on Iron Hill on the window and everybody's looking at my dick and shit at 2 in the morning, I'm trying to think of those nights. I still wouldn't go home and be like, oh, the altar, let's throw it in the fire. I still wouldn't do it, even if I black the fuck out. And I black out like once a week, maybe twice.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
No comment.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
At least I didn't have some girl shove her fingers up my ass.
Shut up.
If you guys weren't listening before, we're in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, and the airport is so strict that they actually... pulled Missy's pants down and checked her asshole to see if there was any drugs in it.
My panties. Not just my pants. They made me take my panties off and check my butt.
Dude, I would have needed to take lithium or something like that if they're going to be checking my ass.
I was really upset. Like, I was, like, really trying not to cry, and I couldn't find you. And afterwards, like, I went back out, and I just saw them with, like, our prescription bottles, like, sniffing them and licking them, and I was like, oh, my God.
Want some lithium?
What's that for again?
No, I'm talking about the Evanescence song, Lithium.
Oh, yeah.
I like that song.
I like it, too. I was in my head for, like, 2 days straight.
Even though it's on MTV and whatnot, I don't give a fuck. I like this song. This is Evanescence. This is Lithium, and we heard it on the airplane, and I'm into it. And she's a pretty hot biatch.
What's so bad about being on MTV? We're on MTV, you jerk.
Yeah, I know, but I like to play shit that no one's heard of. But I'm sure people have heard this, but it fucking rocks. I'll admit it. So this is Evanescence, Lithium, live from Dubai, Radio Bam Series 28 function. Woohoo!
Lithium, don't wanna lock me up inside. Lithium, don't wanna forget how it feels without a lithium. I wanna stay. wanna let it go.
This is Brandon.
You know, don't do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
All right, that was Evanescence. We're in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. I'm here with Missy. We're on our honeymoon. And all these skaters just flew in to skate one of the best skate parks in the Middle East. And she's not too happy about it because she thought it was just going to be me and her having a nice romantic time on the fucking beach. But now I have these shred nard dogs picking me up tomorrow at noon. So you need to make a major appointment at the spa, bub.
Why are you grinning like that?
Because I think it's hilarious. Look, we go completely across the entire world to escape everybody just for me to bump in to four of my good skater friends at the fucking Dubai airport. What are the chances?
Like, we're just about to go through custom, and then he's like, hey, yeah, Ricky, oh my God, you're here. What? I'm like, no.
Not only did, like, I find out that they're here, they're like the first people I saw when I got off the airplane. They came in from Los Angeles. We came in from Philadelphia with a layover in London, and they just happened to be flying in the exact same time that I came flying in. Like, what are the odds? That's a sign for me to go skating tomorrow. I need to track down a skateboard. I don't care what kind of board it is. I need to shred the gnar.
Go.
I'm gonna go.
Go all day. I'll spend the whole day in the spot, and then the rest of the time is ours.
I think you should go with me tomorrow to see if you're gonna have fun.
And watch you?
You need to see the fucking town, man. It's so hard to get around here.
I want
to
see the town, but I don't want those other guys to be like, oh, why'd you bring her?
They're not gonna say that. They're only gonna say that if you're a bitch.
Well, I'm never a bitch.
Well, then they're not going to say that.
All right, fine, I'll go.
Fine. Just be the way that you are, all nice and shit.
Will you tell the listeners what you have written all over your leg?
Well, you tell them. Missy's been practicing how to spell Margera because her name is Rothstein. But now that we're married, she has to learn how to spell Margera, and I'm trying to teach her the technique of the G being a major circle around the whole name. She doesn't know how to do it, so I have Margera written 13 times on my leg.
I know how to spell it. He just doesn't like how I write it. He wants me to write it all fancy. So I wrote it once, and then he showed me like 12 more times. So all over his thigh, it just says, Missy Margera. Melissa Margera, and Margera, all over his whole leg.
Send it to Shiku so he can post it on the internet.
Okay, should I take a real good one of it?
Didn't you already do it?
Well, tell me if you think it's worthy.
Well, how the fuck are we going to scan it and give it to Shiku's in Dubai?
We could email it to him.
Email? You know how to do that?
Yeah.
I don't do it. That's a good one. Everybody thinks I have a MySpace account, and I don't. There's like 19 Bam Margera MySpaces, and I'm not one of them at all. And I'll never have one.
I just said something to you tonight about MySpace. Oh, yeah, I said something about how Mandy and Novak must be back together because she has a photo of him with his feet broken on her MySpace. And you're like, how the fuck do you know that? What the fuck is this MySpace thing? Like, he doesn't understand MySpace at all. I barely do.
I don't understand having friends on the internet. Why don't you have friends in real life?
It's just an expression friend.
No, I'm saying, like people spend, like, from 7 at night to 12 at night having friends on MySpace. Why not meet them at the fucking bar and have a few sips of drinks and meet them in real life?
I agree, and a lot of people do. A lot of, like...
I just don't understand having fake friends. It's seriously like having fake friends. Like, oh, I have this fake friend from Sweden that I never met, but, like, we're buddies because we have the same common... We like the same bands, and we're friends, and I'm from Pennsylvania, and she's from Sweden, and we're good buddies. Like, fuck that shit. Fly out there and meet the bitch, you know? Like,
not necessarily. Look what happened to Jess when she went to Finland.
Yeah, right.
She met Anna in the Him chat room.
Yeah, yeah. A fake friend. She was fake friends with somebody enough to go meet her in Finland just to realize that she's a goddamn psychopath.
When Jess was 15, which was 5 years ago, she went to Finland. She met a girl online, and the girl was a complete nut job. She was, like, cutting herself and writing and drawing, like, pictures in her blood, and she had, like, her dreadlocks, like, cut off and saved, like, on her dresser next to her bed, and Jessica lasted for 2 days.
Wasn't she supposed to spend 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks she was supposed to be there, and she came home in 2 days.
Okay, well, here's the big difference. This is the research that she should have done. Okay, if you're going to Finland, make sure you're in Helsinki, in the fucking town. If you go 2 hours north, then you're in Psychoville.
She was 3 hours north.
Yeah, well, that's basically like
and
being in...
And Pekasamoiki.
Okay, well, picture being in Philadelphia and then driving to fucking Harrisburg, like the outskirts of Harrisburg. That's 3 hours from Philadelphia. It's crazy out there. It's like Amish people.
And Jessica's...
Picture living in a fucking Amish house in Lancaster.
Every penny that she took with her for spending money, she spent on the taxi back to Helsinki Airport.
Oh, my God, that must have been outrageous.
It was like $400 or $500.
Pick a town, like... That's like driving from Amarillo, Texas to Austin, you know what I mean? That's like driving from fucking Sacramento to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's like driving from fucking Lansing, Michigan to Detroit. It's retarded.
Don't say that!
Why?
Take it back.
I take it back. Why can't I say that?
Because
why?
Don't you dare.
Why?
Because.
Say why.
Because my sister is disabled, and that is a slap in the face, and I hate that expression.
Well, I was just saying.
It's thoughtless.
It isn't thoughtless.
It is thoughtless, and you don't mean it.
Well, I can't be in the doghouse in Dubai because there's not enough wood around here. They have concrete everywhere. Look at them building. Used up all the concrete.
What the hell are you talking about?
I can't be in the doghouse for saying retarded. Because you can't build me one.
You could be in a concrete doghouse.
That's not a real doghouse.
Oh, shut up.
You shut the fuck up.
Hey!
What do you want to hear next? This is your baby shamble.
Yeah.
Sticks and stones, they break my bones. You like that song?
I love that song.
It's like The Clash, kind of. Oh, Mick Jones produced it. That's probably why it sounds like The Clash.
Mm.
Let's hear a pure drug addict rocker from England. This is Baby Shambles, Pete Doherty, Sticks and Stones, Radio Bam, live from Dubai.
I will be here, nice at the end. That's the end, slow it down.
Baby Shambles with Sticks and Stones, and we are live from Dubai in the Middle East. This is Bam and Missy on our honeymoon, and
it's me and Bam on our honeymoon and five of his closest skater buddies. Woo!
Hey, I didn't plan that, man.
Yeah, right. You probably
I didn't
did.
Fucking plan that. I got an email saying, are you going to be in Dubai on the 10th? I'm like, that's when I'm flying in. And they're like, me too. I didn't plan it. I was going to fly Roger out here to film. Luckily, I didn't, because now I have a filmer and a photographer here to film five skaters. I got lucky.
Oh, yeah. Luck.
It is luck. It's going to pay for this vacation.
Are we ever going to get to be alone?
Probably not, because...
Ever?
Listen, if I take 2 to 3 photos here while I'm in Dubai skating, it's going to pay for this vacation.
Wait, I understand that, and I think that's fantastic that you want to do that.
No,
but
because
I don't...
you have a frown while you're saying it.
No, I don't.
You turn that frown upside down, you little kitty city bitch.
Hey.
Hey, it's for horses.
Don't show off.
I'm not...
He's showing off because you guys are
showing
listening.
Off in front of who?
The speakerphone.
Shove the speakerphone up your ass, which is what which is what the Middle East is going to find at the airport. Because you just got your ass checked for drugs.
Shut up.
You did.
So did you.
They didn't check
and
my
you
ass.
You liked it.
No, they checked my dick. Maybe they're lesbians and gays.
Maybe.
I think so.
she didn't even have gloves on. Like, in the United States, you would have someone with, like, some serious gloves on. She was barehanded, just like,
Welcome to the Middle East. They wipe their asses with their hands when they take shit. Why should? That's the truth.
Because what if someone's outside?
Well, they can listen all they want. That's what they do. They don't use toilet paper. They wipe their shitty ass with their hands. Deco will tell you all about it.
Right before we left, my mom was like, tell Pam not to do any of that jackass shit while he's over there. They're going to cut his hands off. He'll come in with no hands.
Oh, how about, okay, we had a layover in London while we were flying here. We go to the first class lounge or whatever. This dude just sits next to us and he says, hi, remember me? It was the fucking Coldplay guitar player flying to Brazil. Oh, I'm sorry, the drummer. He was flying to Santiago, Chile to do a show. And I was with him with Villa from him in New York at the Union Square W Hotel. And we stayed up till like 5 in the morning drinking and stuff. And I totally remember. What was his name again?
Bash,
that's his name.
He was really, really nice.
Yeah, he was cool.
He's like, this is my wife, Missy. She likes Coldplay. I was like, that's right, I do. Very nice to meet you. Hi, sit down. Want to go, want to talk, want to have a cigarette?
What, you call that throwing you under the bus?
Huh?
Did I throw you under the bus?
Well, not to them, you didn't, but if it was to, like, Hank from Hell, you'd be like, Missy likes Coldplay. But when it was someone from Coldplay, you were like, yeah, my wife loves Coldplay.
Yeah, because I wanted to tell them that you like Coldplay.
Shut up.
I don't hate Coldplay. I just wouldn't play them on my radio station.
Ouch.
Why ouch? Dude, flick fucking WMMR on. They're probably playing it. Put on K-Rock. They're playing Coldplay right the fuck now. Why would I play it on my show? I'm going to play shit like Baby Shambles, you know? I'll play some Swedish band that you never heard of, you little biatch.
Hey!
Hey's for horses.
Hey!
I'll never play Coldplay on this radio show.
Well, I'm
and I don't hate Coldplay, I just won't play them.
I'm gonna take over.
It's like me playing Pearl Jam, like there's no point. Like, you could hear Evenflow right now, just turn on the FM radio and just flick stations, I bet you Evenflow is on right now.
I don't really want you to play Coldplay, it's just the principle.
Yeah, the principle is I'll never play Coldplay or Evenflow.
Shut up.
You shut the fuck up.
Hey! Stop showing off.
I'm not showing off. It's 4 in the morning. 4:30. 4:13. I'm tired.
Ricky.
Ricky what? You're busting on me so bad because I was trying to get a hold of Ricky. He's staying at the Hyatt Regency in Dubai. I'm trying to track him down. And I'm trying to spell out his name. His last name is Beedenball. They're like, well, what is that? I'm like,
B-E-A-D-U-M-B-E-E-D-B-E-D-E-N-B-E-D-E-N-A.
Ricky.
I was laughing so hard I thought I was going to die. You were like, Ricky.
I still haven't contacted him yet.
Why was it so funny?
Because it's a funny last name, Beedenball. Me trying to spell it's even more funny.
And then just you throwing in that, Ricky.
Because it's from Better Off Dead. Remember the fat guy with the balloons?
Yeah.
Ricky.
How many laps did you swim today?
10, and it was Olympic laps.
How many laps can Amanda swim?
100.
What do you think about that?
I love my brother in law.
He loves you. I wish she could listen. She doesn't have Sirius.
Mm.
We should get her one.
I don't even have Sirius myself. I need to put it in all my cars.
I know. My Range Rover came with it, but I never got it hooked up.
You're a shit ass. Why didn't you do that?
Mm.
Why didn't you do that?
Because I always forget.
Well, don't forget. Put Sirius in your card.
Put a little effort into it and do it for me.
Sirius is better than fucking... Dude, I can't even listen to FM radio anymore. AM radio is complete garbage. FM radio sucks shit. But, dude, even XM sucks dick, dude. If you think about it, like, Sirius radio has it going on if you think about it.
Well, why don't you put a little bit of effort into your day and get a Sirius in all of our cars?
Because I'm fucking MTV beating down the fucking door at 9 in the morning after I was on a drunken bender till 3 in the morning. I don't have time to call Sirius radio to have them install shit in the Hummer.
Did we ever talk about how much we enjoyed our time on Howard Stern?
That was actually good. I thought they were going to hound your ass about Jessica Simpson.
I thought they were, too. I think he
knew not to because he already did it last time I was on.
He was so nice. He was easy to talk to. I enjoyed myself.
I thought he was going
to
make you ride the Sibian and shit.
Oh, hell no. I wouldn't do that shit.
Yeah, right.
Are you kidding me?
You'd probably ride it.
No way. I'm a lady.
You're a lady?
Yeah.
Oh, if anybody's going to London anytime soon, write down this address. because this is where all the rockers hang out. I just found out. It's in Camden, and it's called the Lord Stanley Pub on Camden Park Road between Holloway and Camden. And I can't give you the phone number, but it's called the Lord Stanley Pub, and I'm going to go there as soon as I get done hanging out in Dubai.
I love London.
I like London, too.
A lot.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know what else I like?
What?
A song.
What song?
A song by him.
Oh, pick one I love.
Join Me.
Okay.
Join Me in Death. Join Me in Death in Dubai, because I'm probably going to die from the Taliban. This is Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. We'll be back.
Serious 28 Faction.
Okay, we just had dinner in the fanciest joint in Dubai, and we get to sit down next to these fucking rich, pompous, jerk-off motherfuckers from England.
There's 10 of them
talking the biggest shit ever. They were talking about, I heard the one wife actually go,
"If I don't get a diamond ring for Valentine's Day, then I don't want anything."
I was like, oh, man.
And their friend just co-signed, like, uh-huh, I know.
Yeah, what else were they saying?
Oh, they were such assholes. Wait, what was,
Oh, well, we were skiing in the Pyrenees last winter.
I was skiing in the Pyrenees last winter, and da-da-da-da-da.
And they're far inferior to us.
And the fact that they had this English accent made me want to fucking punch them even harder, dude. Those rich, pompous fucking jerk-offs. Dude, I couldn't even have a conversation with Missy because I was too busy eavesdropping, which I never do. But I just had to keep listening because they were just talking about their rich motherfucking... Oh, yeah, we're going to take a yacht next summer. We're going to go to the Isle of Man and have a nice Mancini wine dinner. Oh, it's so great. And then we're going to go skiing in the French Pyrenees and then go to Chamonix and have another drink. It's like, fuck you, you fucking jerk off English
bag. Remember the one
that
really said something about being the richest man in Portugal?
Yeah, yeah. I was doing an interview for the richest man of Portugal, and this one guy said, it's like, shut the fuck up, dude. Seriously. Shut the fuck up.
We barely said two words to each other all in dinner because we were both, like, glued to their conversation. Like, we basically was like, did you hear that? Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that?
Dude, I don't care if they have $40 million. They're the most pompous fucking assholes I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh, and then they brought all those fucking kids down.
Oh,
they had,
yeah,
like, 15 kids between them, and they all had them in one hotel room while they were getting wasted at dinner. And then the one went upstairs and got him and brought 15 kids down to the table.
But think about it. What hot bitch would want to fuck an ugly guy like that? Somebody who has a lot of money. And listen to her. If I'm not getting a diamond ring for Valentine's Day, then I don't want anything. Yeah, the only reason why you're fucking that Ming hag is because he has millions of dollars. You don't like him because he's a nice dude and he makes you laugh. You're fucking him because he's rich as shit and that's it. That's the only reason. And you have a loser life and you're pathetic. Seriously. Dude, they were the most pathetic people ever. I don't care how many millions of dollars they have. They could have yachts, they could have private jets, they could have Lamborghinis, they could have Ferraris. They are fucking pompous jerk-offs.
I wanted to be moved away from them so bad when
Me
we
too.
First sat down.
I wanted to tell them how much of fucking jerk-offs they were.
I
mean, they could probably pay for me to get kicked out of the restaurant because they have so much money, but, like, just hearing them talk, dude, if I ever thought I was conceited, oh my God, times that by 40, and it's those English fucking pompous jerk-offs. I was in the Portuguese fucking millionaires club doing an interview, and da-da-da-da-da. Like, they were just saying it like it was A-okay. It's like, listen to yourself. You sound like a fucking homo.
I know.
Seriously.
I wanted you just to do something, like, so, like, crude and disgusting. Just, like, barf all over the table, or, like, just do something so... Just to freak him out. I wish you would have.
I should have I know how to barf on command.
I
should have just barfed all over the place. Acted like I was sick. And barfed all over that fucking bitch who wanted the diamond earring for fucking Valentine's
you
Day.
You technically could have just walked by and barfed on her and been like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. My husband, he has a stomach virus. I'm so sorry.
I'm a pro barfer.
Did we get some barf on your fur? I'm sorry.
I'm a bulimic. You bummed that you're married a bulimic?
Yeah, I'm going to fix you now.
You can't fix me.
I will fix you.
There's no way.
You want to bet? Look how far you've come already.
You already owe me $1,000 for something earlier that happened.
What?
Oh, the whole fucking weed thing. My aunt sells weed.
No, she fucking
yes, she
doesn't.
Yes, she does. Oh, my God.
Man.
I'll show you all the weed she has.
Stop.
No, I'm not stopping.
Stop.
No, I'm not stopping.
Stop.
No, you owe me $1,000.
Ricky.
It's live on radio. Don't call me Ricky.
Ricky.
Truly.
My new nickname for Bam... is Trudy because that's my grandma. And he was being such a little pain in the butt today. What were you doing? That was driving me so crazy.
I wanted to go be active and go do something. I wanted to swim laps or jog or something. You wanted to fucking sit here and read a book. How boring.
No, I can't remember exactly what the one thing was, but I was like, come on, Trudy, let's go. Like, you were just bitching about everything.
Because I wanted to go, dude, you don't like to be active. I want to go jog. I want to go
change. I'm jet lagged.
Well, you slept for fucking 16 hours.
Do you know that we took two flights, approximately 8 hours each leg, and we didn't eat one bite of food or watch 1 second of TV. We slept the whole entire time.
I know. That's ridiculous.
Like, no tea, no, we got wine because you fell asleep with yours in your hand.
Oh, I spilled it all over myself. I had a white t-shirt on, I had fucking red wine all over I fell asleep with a full glass of red wine like an idiot. God. Because I took a Xanax, that's why.
I never sat on the upper deck of a plane before, that was pretty fun.
First class, babe.
I know, but I never sat on the upper deck. I've been in first class before, but never upstairs.
Because you're dating a fucking homo named Perry, that's why.
Don't even give him the satisfaction of talking.
Okay.
He's actually left us alone.
He did. Yeah, but he talks shit at the Blarney Stone all fucking day. I go to the Blarney Stone. Yeah, Perry's in here talking all kinds of shit. He talks so much shit to everybody else except you. As soon as you walk in the door, oh, hey, Missy, how's it been going? I'm glad you're with your new boyfriend. I hope everything's going good. And as soon as you leave, fucking bag, motherfucking pussy-ass bitch, you know it. You know it.
Let's not even get into you.
I'm getting it. Oh, my accent.
Don't even go there.
Hey, what do you know? It's time to go. You know what? Let's play Spanish Bombs by The Clash, because I'm going to drop it all over those English motherfuckers who are so pompous, and I can't even stand sitting next to them hearing their fucking conversation about being the richest man in Portugal, did an interview, and then I'm going to drive my yacht, and I want a diamond ring for fucking Valentine's Day, or I don't want any. Fuck those motherfuckers. There's Spanish Bombs, because I'm dropping one right on them. This is The Clash. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, live from Dubai.
In the days of 39, oh, please leave the Vendana open. Pretty cool lockers, dead and gone. Bullet holes in the cemetery wall. The black car, the body of the beer. Spanish bombs on the Costa Rica. I'm dying in on the DC pet tonight. Spanish bombs, yes, yes, quiero infinito. Yes, the quiero, oh my god, I'm gone. Quiero infinito, yo te quiero, oh my god, it's all Spanish weeks in my disco casino. The freedom fighters died up on the hill. They sing the red flag, they wore the black one after they died in Fort Mockingbird Hill. Back from the buses, went up in flashes, the Irish too, drenched in blood. Spanish bombs shattered the hotels. I sing you readers old as nothing in the bar. Spanish bombs, yes, the quiero infinito. Yes, the quiero, oh my god, it's all Spanish bombs, yes, the quiero infinito. Yes, the quiero, oh my god, it's all.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.